Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Did you have any feeling this might be coming?
No, I have a feeling at all. I think it all just threw me for a loop. But I think I talked to the Bears a couple of times, you know, at the Senior Bowl or the Combine. But besides that, this threw me for a loop. I had no idea. But I'm glad to be here, be there.
Jeremy, when you first got to Michigan State, they moved you around a little bit, played some cornerback, wide receiver, running back. What was all the position switches like, and were you happy to finally get back to running back?
You know, at the time when I was younger, it was, you know, a little frustrating. But I think as older I got, I feel like it all helped me out in my future game. For my last 2 years playing, I think it helped me out in knowing the whole playbook by playing receiver and knowing defenses at corner. So I feel like it all helped me out in the long run. And I was very excited to get back and running back to put it all together.
Jeremy, how would you describe your running style?
I think I could be a balance. I feel like I can hit the home run and at the same time get the third and short. I feel like I could be using, you know, any situation on third down and be able to catch the ball at the backfield. I feel like I'm very versatile.
Jeremy, in addition to your versatility, what other strengths do you see in your game?
Definitely picking up pass blitzes. Like hitting linebackers in there, I was responsible for that at Michigan State a lot, and I feel like I can do that real well to protect the quarterbacks and just catching the ball at the backfield. I feel like that's key in a game today, is being able to have a running back and catch the ball, and I feel like I can do both of those very well.
As you were going through the pre-draft process, what did teams and scouts tell you that were some of your weaknesses that they saw?
Just running through tackles more and be able to break more tackles and be able to be stronger downfield and run through tackles, and that's pretty much what I heard a lot, and I feel like that's what I need to work on. But at the same time, I only played running back for 2 years. I feel like I'm only getting better. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, along those lines, Jeremy, how do you improve something like that when it comes to strength, power at the point of contact and getting yards after contact?
I think that just comes with the experience of playing running back, you know. The more you play, be able to make the safety miss and be able to learn, you know, different how players come down. I feel like it's all come with experience and playing time.
Jeremy, from afar, what do you know about Matt Forte?
Oh, I watch Matt Forte a lot. That's who, you know, I see him stay up linebackers all the time and blitz pickup. I feel like he's a great. He does it all. He catches the ball in the backfield very well. He blocks linebackers very well. That's somewhere I learned a lot watching his film, to be able to block linebackers. So I feel like he does it. He has the whole package.
Jeremy, where are you watching the draft from today? And, you know, obviously overnight, what were your expectations, kind of the anxiety of waiting, you know, into day three to figure out where your future was?
Oh, yeah, it was hard. And I was home with my family watching the draft. And hopefully I was thinking, you know, third round. But, I talked to my agent. He said it should be early fourth. And that's what happened. I was here with my family and my little brothers. And we were all excited. It kind of, you know, caught me off guard at the time.
All right, Jeremy, thank you for your time. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thank you.